What up? It's your boy Mickey Bundles in the hip hop room on a Saturday night, Midtown Manhattan style. We in the hip hop room. Today's guest, my boy Jux Domus. Brooklyn Brownsville representative. Know what I mean? Before we go forward, I'm gonna dedicate this show to my man Murph, man. Rest in peace, Murph, man. PH fan, man. Just passed away last week. That was my guy. Rest in peace, Murph, man. And rest in peace, Naisha, man. Know what I mean? It's your boy Mick Bundles. We got SP in the building in the Cut the Henny, man. We got Brooklyn's own Jux Domus.
Yeah.
Rapper, producer, know what I mean? Before we go further, Jux, we do a tally in the hip-hop room. You ain't got to explain, give us reasoning. Just pick one. Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
Michael Jordan.
Jay-Z or Nas?
Jay-Z.
All right. Michael Jordan got a nice lead over LeBron. Jay-Z and Nas is neck and neck. Know what I mean? Jux Domus, man. Talk to the people you in the hip-hop room, man. Tell them a little about yourself, man.
You know, Jux Domus, Jews Unbreakable, excellent exclusive diamonds, hailing from Brownsville, Brooklyn. Sitting in the hip-hop room with my brother, Mickey Bundles. We got classics, got some more joints on the way.
Yes, sir.
Albums dropping, Lord Knows, Volume 1 in stores right now. Jux Season in stores right now.
Yes, sir.
And be on the lookout for The Birth of the Beginning.
The Birth of the Beginning, that's ill. That's ill. I like that. So, this album that's dropping, what's coming in spring?
Birth of the Beginning, yeah. We dropping, it's going to be a secret drop. I ain't giving no dates. If I want to drop it tonight, I drop it tonight.
So, what you got that's out now that they could go check out?
They can go check out right now, Lord Knows, Volume 1. Most of the joints produced by me. Other joints is produced by my producer, Maserati Marcus, DJ Dista. Got some joints on there featuring Shabam Sadiq, Lucky Tad, Napoleon the Legend. Bucktown USA boys.
Okay. You know. Shit lit. He working. And tell him about some of the past people you work with that people might not know.
Oh, man. Royal Flush, Tragedy Gaddafi, Mike Geronimo, Mike Cairns, Lil Dat from
Group Home.
Group Home.
Dat, what up? That's my nigga, sir.
Pace One from the Outsiders.
Okay.
Some more shit.
So you working,
know,
man.
Right
That's
now,
good.
You know. With the big bro, Mike Hands.
Yeah. Salute to Mike Hands. What's up, my guy?
You know, got some joints with my brother, P. Wise. That's Def Squad, you know.
Okay.
Some joints.
Okay, he working. So tell him about coming from Brownsville. What kind of inspiration is that, man?
You got everybody from, you know, Smith & Wesson, you know, Steel from Cephalo. You know, just big inspiration. It was rappers in every project, you know
what I'm saying? Right. That's
and
a fact.
Just being Brooklyn, period.
Okay. So how you keep pace with the current state of hip-hop?
I don't pay no attention to it. I just do me. That's all I can do is just do me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm loving what the young boys is doing, even though I don't respect the ratting and shit.
Right.
But you know, you won't have to rat if you don't get yourself in those kind of situations.
Super factual. Stick to the music, I say. Mm-hmm. Stick to the music, man. Now, I mean, the music will take you far. It's like playing ball. If you ain't performing on the court, you ain't going to get the endorsements and stuff.
You worrying about the bitches and the parties.
Yeah, stick to the music, man. That's a fact. So tell how long you been rapping, man.
Man, since I was 12 years old.
Since you was 12 years old? Mm-hmm. So you've been down for a minute, man. So what name some of the artists coming up that you was influenced by, like that you made you feel like I could do this rap shit?
Wu-Tang,
yeah, that's everybody. Knows.
First song I learned was fucking Method Man.
Method Man?
M-E-T-H-O.
That's a super fact. We all did. I got fat bags of scum. Mm-hmm. That's a super fact. Meth, what up? That's what's up. So, any Brooklyn MCs influence growing up?
You got Jay, you got Big. Busta, but a lot of people consider Busta L.I.
Yeah, but Busta really from Brooklyn. He moved around and then he moved back.
And people won't know Rose family.
Yo, that's funny, my man. Salute to the Rose family. Mm-hmm. I had my man C Class from Let's Go Web Series up
shout
here.
Out to C-Class.
He shouted out the Rose family.
It's
a fact. Daddy Rose and them. That's the second person on the show that said the Rose family. You might have to get them out of here, dust them off, and get them out of here, man. Yep. That's what's up. So with the new project, what people can look forward to?
Oh man, just a big change from Jux Season and Lord Knows. It's more like, I didn't do production on the EP that's about to drop. It was my producer from Paris, Tim Whip. He did the joint Turn It Up with me and Mike Hands. You know, I got Mike Hands on the joint. I got Coke on the joint.
Coke was just up here last show.
I think that's it.
Yeah?
That's it.
That Turn It Up with you and Mike Hands. Y'all be forming that everywhere.
Yeah, man.
Everywhere. That song bubbling.
The new joint we got?
Yeah. Fire.
We got a lot of joints that
Okay.
Niggas gonna be like, oh shit.
Mike Hands, hold your head, my nigga. Salute. That's what's up. That's what's up. So production wise, because I know you produced too, you sent me beats before. Mm-hmm. What rush you get from that, man, producing?
I don't know. I get tired of waiting for producers to send me beats, so I do my own shit.
That's a fact.
And that's all I can say. I can't say, you know, it's other producers that inspired me, like Alchemist and Pete Rock, Kanye, the old Kanye.
Right.
Just Blaze, and there's a lot of producers, but like I just do it. Like before I came here, I was doing the beat.
Okay. That's put you at peace too, right, when you're doing production?
I, you know, I sit in my own lab. If I'm feeling the beat, being I got everything right there, I fucking write a hook and a verse, and like I can just fly it out. Who wanna jump on this?
That's a fact, man. I'm about to get back in the booth, but I've been kind of like doing this right now.
Nah,
so
that's a good look. That's a good look.
I ain't even been writing. I ain't gonna hold you up.
Sometimes you gotta explore.
Yeah, exactly. But this rap shit, we love it. Like right now in the hip hop game, like what's who you hear will put out something that say, you know what, that makes me want to go in the house and still write, and still want to, you know, keep getting that feeling.
Truth be told, like underground is like Hands and fucking Eric Sherman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's a fact.
Shit
ain't
like
wrong with
that. You know what I'm saying?
E double it up. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's a fact. So ain't none of these younger cats you feeling that you say?
You know what's so crazy? The young boy I'm feeling, and he's not really on the hip hop scene, but he is the young boy who played in the Get Down. T.J. Brown or something like that.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
That, he played Nas in the Roxanne Shanté.
Yeah.
That
I know
little
you're
boy
about.
Get busy.
Okay.
Like, he put these old rap niggas to shame. Yeah,
we gotta check him out. We gotta check him out. Okay, so 2019, you got some projects dropping. What should they expect from Jux Domus, man?
Birth of the Beginning, Lord Knows Volume 2, Concrete Ruins, the Back Block Music Group, Back Block Gang Project.
You got a lot of things jumping off, y'all. Look forward to them. You got a lot of things jumping off.
10 steps ahead. I could drop a joint anytime I want.
Just give me your social media handles and all that.
Jux Domus, J-U-X-X, Domus with a Z. Everything's Jux Domus. From Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
Shit. I even tell the ladies I got a Pornhub, too. I'm fucking
That's
around.
What's up. So, Brooklyn, you know, we Brooklyn babies. How's the Brooklyn hip-hop scene looking right now to you?
It's all right.
It's all right?
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular?
I've been out the loop with checking for anybody. If it ain't, you know, people in my circle and stuff.
Nothing spectacular?
Yeah.
So how's the underground? Underground bubbling or is it same old?
It ain't like when, you know, a couple of years ago.
Bubbling,
with
right?
With the shows
we
and
was
stuff.
Bubbling, right?
Yeah.
Shit kind of took a standstill, man.
Yeah.
I noticed everybody ain't been coming out like they used to either.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fact.
But you know what? At least I could say from when we first met,
right,
we still here,
yeah,
opposed to the other niggas that we was around that was bubbling.
That's a super fact, but we here because we does this. We authentic.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no shit that we try to, or we trying to get over and make a couple of dollars,
right,
or we exploiting the culture. We really does. We really do this. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of people didn't know that because I fell back for a long time, but shit, I was rapping before a lot of these dudes.
Right.
Like that's how I know Flush and all them. Like
mm-hmm.
when we back then when we was younger, like, niggas was moving around heavy back then. I mean, I just popped back up. But the underground's getting, you right. Back then it was, everything getting a little stale now,
yeah,
man. Because I guess we get older too. Know what I mean?
That's what it is.
Now, fact. So what would you tell somebody right now that's like 35 and over trying to get in the game or just starting rapping?
I mean, we at the age. I mean, just starting rapping. Just do you. You know, I can't knock nobody. It's niggas who started rapping that's 40. And they kind of nice.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Sometimes niggas don't get the outlet.
And niggas get their motivation sometimes too late. And they just like, I feel you on that. I feel you. So anybody that notable you produced? That
Skanks.
That rapped on the Jux Domus beat?
Skanks.
We got to get Skanks up here, man. Like every time I do a show, he's mentioned.
Napoleon the Legend.
Yeah, what up, Napoleon?
Mike Hands, Decaf Black, Hazonomical, Innocent. I did like two joints of
Innocent. Innocent was up there last week. We just did them last week.
I said the Bad Seed.
Nah.
Bad Seed.
Okay.
Shabam Sadiq, I said that. Lucky Tat.
Y'all need some beats, holla at Jux Domus, man, but it's going to cost you.
I don't charge that high.
It's going to cost you.
Just give me enough bread to get a new plug-in and record myself.
So, in this age of hip-hop, you know, this is a social media-driven age.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How social media, you adapting to it, man? Because I ask everybody this. I mean,
at the end of the day, it's just like MySpace. Ain't nothing different.
Right.
It's just that MySpace, you know, when you click on a motherfucker page, the music pop on and shit.
Those are the good old days. Yeah.
You got to get motherfuckers to click on the link so you got little videos with your music and shit like that.
Those were the good old days right there. That's a fact.
Yeah, a lot of niggas was famous off of MySpace, man.
Yeah. I'm telling y'all, the Hip Hop Room, Chuck's Diamonds, he on my album, TripleM.com 2. Y'all know that's a hood classic.
And a new one.
Yeah, we're going to be new one. And we got a new joint we're going to premiere this summer, this spring. It's called Lost They Mind. We're going to shoot the video. We're going to get to it. That's in the stash. But when we drop that, shout out to DJ Damo. He been blasting that off. You know what I mean? DJ Weez, DJ Tim Dog, they've been blasting. DJ Marlo, they've been playing that. Especially DJ Damo been playing that hard in his clubs, parties. Mm-hmm. He feel he hit me like, yo, Bundles, this shit is hard. Know what I mean? So we gon' premiere that and we gon' keep it moving. We got a couple of songs in the stash, but Lost State Mind, Mick Bundles featuring Jukes Diamonds is coming soon, y'all. Know what I mean?
And in the hip-hop rap room,
that's a fact. We doing everything, man. We doing podcasting. We doing what it do, man. You gotta reinvent yourself, man. Super fact, man. So, coming from Brownsville, man, that helps or hinders, man?
I mean, I don't pay no attention. You got some people who come out of Brownsville. You got some people who don't. I mean,
yo, man, it's a lot of
it's just Brooklyn.
Yo, it's not where you from, it's where you at. We all from Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But a lot of dudes from Brown, especially the older dudes, my age and older, niggas still act like they still in the 80s with the tough shit, acting up. Niggas know who you are too, man. Niggas be acting up, still acting tough, still. Like, it was a few this weekend, like, we was just, rest in peace, Sean Price. Just at the Sean Price Memorial SOBs. A lot of dudes I know from back then, they still ain't grow up, man. I mean, niggas got grandkids still acting gangster, man.
Stuck,
what up? Niggas acting gangster, still got grandkids, man.
I mean, that's all they know. You can't.
I know.
You can't knock a person who they are. You know what I'm saying? Don't get into it. We got older, but niggas could still get ignorant.
That's a super fact. You know what I mean?
I just spread love and peace. If you disrespect me, that's when they have to get rugged.
So let them know how was it growing up in Langston Hughes, man?
Man, it was rough, you know. Just being around certain niggas that's family, you know, free my cousin Pete Wizzy the Don, you know what I'm saying? And just seeing people die in front of your eyes and get locked up, and then years go by, you know what I'm saying? So I went to the rougher schools, Jeff.
You with the Jeff?
I went to Jeff.
I went to Lane, my nigga. Jeff. Oh, I know a lot of people that went to Jeff, man. Jeff was crazy. Back in the days when I was in school, some niggas murdered two niggas in Jeff because they was bullying them
you
or
know
some
what?
Shit.
Right when that happened, the next year, that's when I went there.
Oh, well? Yeah, that was after I got out of school, though.
And I kid you not, I had a nautical coat on freshman. Niggas from fucking Bama shot to rob me.
Oh, shit.
That shit ain't going down.
That's East New York life right there. Jeff High School, man. You in the hip hop room. Your boy Jukes Diamonds on a Saturday night. You know what I mean? Brownsville, though, man, like, the stigma, like, I was just on picking that. Matter of fact, I was on Belmont. You know, you could cut through to go to Howard. Thanks to you, you could cut through right there.
Be right on Belmont.
Yeah, dude, still standing right there in the back. Ain't nothing changed, man. But I heard Brownsville getting gentrified. That's true?
Yeah. Ask me if I still live in the P's.
Nah, I know. But gentrification and Brownsville don't even go together.
Nah, that's everywhere, though, even in the style.
But I ain't hear about that yet.
I went back to the hood. I saw Chinese people coming out the building. Like,
yeah. They trying to come. They trying, but sometimes it don't last long. They try it. You know what I'm saying? They try it. So you think gentrification, that's a good or bad thing?
It's both.
It's both.
It's both. I mean, but it's Brownsville. It's Bed-Stuy. It's East New York. It's still gonna be the same, no matter how you look at it. It's just the fact that it's just, you know, a lot of people don't know. The projects was mostly white people.
Yeah, definitely.
You know
definitely,
what I'm saying?
Definitely.
When they first built them shits.
Definitely.
It was white people.
Definitely.
You know, especially like over there by the Navy Yard and
shit. Yeah,
definitely. That was for like the Navy
Even
people.
My hood in the East, PH, that's the white people. Still got a lot, like years ago, the last white families remaining finally left. But yeah, hell yeah. You got white people. But gentrification, I'm saying, is it good or bad? Because the end of the day, sometimes when you move different races in, they try to move, act like they want to fix shit up or do things,
they
whatever.
They ain't going to fix shit up. Right. See, a lot of people don't notice. I notice it. Being that I don't live in the hood no more, is the fact that they going to figure trying to get the white people.
Push
black people. If you notice, a lot of black families move south.
Yeah, yeah.
It's cheaper living.
And I ain't going nowhere.
I ain't going back. Because
at the end of the day, I say this, and I say this to anybody. If you take care of where you live at, it could be our own paradise. Stop pissing in the elevator. Stop throwing garbage out. Stop. Take care of where you live at. The projects could be fucking like paradise. That, you know, understand what I'm saying? But once we make it a paradise, they really gonna wanna come in.
You went to 117
and fuck it up. Nah.
So
I'm
you asked me,
117
used to be around LG.
Nah, not at all. From East New York, baby. Crown Heights was my first home, East New York, my second. Albany Projects, what up? Yeah, but with gentrification, like if we took care of our own, made it our own paradise, they'd be hating. Because if we turned the projects with no violence, minimal violence, we took care of where we live at, had everything on the up and up where the police ain't got to come into the hood, where there ain't no problems, then they'll start trying to come in and try to get a piece of what we got. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't say we are our worst enemy, but we never know what we got until it's gone, man.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? I tell anybody I'm the East, right? By me, we got Gateway Mall. You got a movie theater. You got a diner. You got Red Lobster. You got all that. Mm-hmm. You got all of that, and people don't even realize that.
Yeah.
Feel me? Like, I'm a train ride away. Like, I drive to the train station, and I hopped on the train to get here. The A train, 25, 30 minutes, 34th Street. You know what I'm saying? I don't even have to drive to Manhattan, my nigga, because you got to find parking. Yeah, I park at the train station.
And then taxi driver.
25 minutes to Manhattan. If you going from the Broadway Nassau, you in there in 15, 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. So you got your luxuries. Yeah. But people don't really realize that till it's gone. Niggas still doing the rats and shit, pissing in the elevator, smoking weed, leaving the Dutch guts in the building. Like, come on, 2019, yo. Word. Take care where y'all live at, man. That's a super fact.
It used to be worse when we was younger.
It was. That's a fact, too. But we got older people that...
got the fucking shit in
that
the
got
side.
That got our ass.
The side B staircase.
And stop having these big-ass dogs in the projects, man.
Ben, what up?
Big-ass dogs in the projects. That's your band. What up, Shaban? My nigga. You got to come up here to hip-hop room, Mickey Bundles, you heard? Yeah, remember the big-ass dogs and all that. But stay on the course of hip-hop. But that's affected because gentrification, all that. All that's affected. Mm. But growing up in Brownsville, back when you was younger, who was ringing bells on the mic?
Ah, man. Let me see. It had to have been Boot. It was Boot Camp.
Boot Camp, right? Yeah. Salute.
And what's so crazy was, like, a lot of niggas don't know John Forte from Brownsville.
Oh, yeah. And he from your piece, right?
Nah, he from Brownsville.
Oh, yeah? Okay. John Forte,
you had,
salute.
Like, John Forte, who else? You had...
you know Master Ace from Brownsville?
Master Ace from Howard.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas don't know Killer Priest.
Killer Priest from the Ville?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's chill out the niggas. Killer Priest, what's good?
And can't forget my homie Shaw Banger the Dead. From Tilden too. Yeah. They had the song called The Project.
M.O.P. Brownsville, mm-hmm. Trigger the Gambler, Smooth the Hustler, Brownsville. What up? Supposed to have Smooth Hustler calling tonight too. That was my surprise to everybody. We gonna get to that in a little while. I mean, but Brownsville always put on, man. But Brownsville just always had that, like, if it ain't rough, it ain't right feel, yeah. Man. What's up with that, man?
I don't know, man. I make songs. I make all songs.
Versatile?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta be versatile, man.
You know, of course, have the ruggedness, but then sometimes you gotta switch it up sometimes.
That's a fact. Salute to Sean Price Rock, Helter Skelter Brownsville, Still, OGC, it's Brownsville, Smooth, Hustler MOP. That's all Brownsville. Brownsville got talent. Don't get it twisted. Mm-hmm. Brownsville got talent. You got the new generation like Cool to Be. You know what I'm saying? A few others, man, if I ain't mention, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, forgot. Shaban just put Thurston Howe.
Thurston Howe.
Marcus
Garvey, yeah, Garvey. Mm-hmm. Thurston, what up? I mean, you got the newer generation, but it's like now the newer generation is more centered around gangbanging and repping their colors and all that.
Yeah.
Like, only gang growing up we knew was D-Steps.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? You had some splinter gangs that, but Everything is these little kids growing up. You gotta be a blood or you gotta be a crib.
This and that.
You doing little thing?
ABG.
Yeah. But back then it was really a phase.
Yeah.
Now these dudes act like they got lifetime membership. After certain ages, like me growing up with the school, I was D-set down. But I just saw them last week, Minnesota. What up? So I told them I had to get away from y'all. Y'all was corrupting me. Like, I graduated high school, did a year or two of college, all that. But I just stayed in prayer and fucking with them. I wouldn't have did none of that. I told them, I had to get away from y'all, man. Y'all niggas was... But that was like back then, it was decent. Everything, you know what I mean? Now you got blood, you got your crips, you got... But I guess it's a young thing, but you can't do that forever, man.
Yeah.
You got, you know what I'm saying? You got to keep going, man, and break off. It's about being a businessman or something.
You got one more artist. Two more artists. You got JFK. I don't know if you ever heard him. Jack Floss Carrots.
Yeah, Jack. Yeah. I'm a hip-hop connoisseur, kid. Yeah. Jack Floss Carrots. Yeah, what up? I know there's a few more people.
The henchman.
Yeah, I know there's a few more people we ain't mentioned, but Brownsville got flavor, man. Brownsville, what up, man? That's a fact. Shit, Brownsville, they be lit. BRC, like, y'all, like, out of all the boroughs, like, sections of Brooklyn, Brownsville, they, Old Timers Day is the lit. You know what I'm saying? They come together. Shit is right for the Ville, man. Let me ask you something. In the hip-hop room, what's your top five favorite Brooklyn MCs, man?
Big J. I don't really get into this top five stuff.
I ask everybody, man. You in the hip-hop room, man.
I like everybody.
Top five Brooklyn MCs. Or what's your top five dead or alive? Ain't got to be from Brooklyn.
J Big, Nas,
Busta Rhymes,
and Method Man.
Okay, I ain't mad at that. And Method Man. So if you had to pick, what's your favorite group, duo, two-man team in hip-hop?
Two-man team, EPMD.
Yeah, I mean, they on my list.
Shit, Run DMC.
Run DMC, they on my list too. But my favorite two-man duo in hip-hop, Mobb Deep.
You know what?
Cause Mobb Deep to me, I could play Mobb Deep all eight albums. I ain't gotta touch it. No, it's just all time. Favorite, whoever you like.
Mobb Deep, Capone and Ori.
Capone and Ori, that too. But the Mobb, and I love MOP, and I love Smith and Wesson, I love Helter Skelter, I love EPMD, I love Dos Effects. But when it comes to the Mobb, they albums, I ain't gotta touch. I get in the shower, and I put on the music, I ain't gotta touch nothing. Or you hear a song like, oh, I don't wanna. Mobb Deep albums, like, they got shit that you could play back and forth. Rest in peace to Prodigy, too. CNN, because the War Report is classic. I was playing that this morning. It's like, why come music, back that era, why come more music is still memorable, man? Right? Everybody talking about you stuck in the 99. It was a lot of fucking dope music, man.
I could listen to a song and be like, damn, I remember what I was doing that fucking day.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
When I listen to the shit now, I'll be like,
right.
It's gone, you know what I'm saying?
Right, that's a fact. That's a super, you right. It's like a soundtrack to your life.
Yeah.
Right, because I remember when, back in the day, I was a youngin' going to the gyms with my bigger brother, trying to be like 11, 12 or whatever at the gym. And then you heard Peter Piper, Pick Pepper, Run Back, Rob, Hopi, Dopey, Dopey. That's when niggas started like, oh! So I get what you're saying, like Public Enemy. Like, they don't get enough props, but Rebel Without a Cause was that shit back in the days. You know what I'm saying? So I feel what you're saying. Brooklyn 2, big up the Stetsasonic.
Like I say, Method Man, because I was in Gersh.
That's a fact.
And I used to always battle this fat kid named Fat. They used to call him Fat Joe, literally. He was from Linden.
So when you think, when it comes to groups, broad overall groups, you think Wu-Tang is the best hip-hop group ever?
Yeah.
Yeah? So who would you say you put a second, distant second?
Who can?
What about the Lox?
But see, I'm thinking about...
You talking about extended family group?
Yeah, I'm thinking about...
Okay, I got you. I got you.
Eight members
of... Right, I got you. I got you. Extended family group. I got you. Yeah, of course. Boot camp. It got to be. Because they all intertwine like the Wu. That's a fact. And honestly, Buckshot dropped same time the Wu. So it ain't like no mimicking nothing. So it was like, yeah, that's a fact.
And then you can't say lies because then you got to fucking... Damn, I just had the motherfuckers on my...
It's a fact. What else?
You had to say Onyx.
Onyx. Yeah, hell yeah. Big up. Matter of fact, Sticky Fingers just had a little situation with Kodak Black. I don't know if it's real or not. I don't know either, but
that kid chasing clout right now. Trying to holler at Young and Man.
He made a diss track and all that. Kodak Black, man, I be fucking with Sticky Fingers, nigga. I come see you personally, boy. That's a super fact. What you think about these young cats, man, trying to get come at the old heads? You talking about he like his old head energy and all that?
Nah, that's he's whack just for saying he's better than Big and Pac.
Yeah, that's what clown.
You can't be better than Big and Pac with saying Brenda had a baby and there was a message behind that shit.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So Your music ain't got no message.
So what you feel about all these publications and interviews now, people saying Tupac wasn't that good, he was overrated, or he was a dope MC?
They just talking that now, because I guarantee you, Pac was still alive, he would have punched niggas in their face, or niggas wouldn't be rapping, plain and simple.
Run down on niggas. Rest in peace to Tupac, man. That's one of my favorite artists, man. His music really move you. Music don't move you no more. All you niggas rap cat, rap back, dog cat.
Like, real talk, and I'm going to be honest, I love Tupac music, but if you notice, he never really could do a hook.
That's a fact.
Oh, his hooks sound the same.
Right.
He'll say one word,
but
Pac, let the beat ride and say a couple of words.
Pac can say some shit, say though, some man. Shit, though. That brother, that's what we need hip-hop for your conscience, man. Because Pac got a lane where you can listen to the gangster shit, or listen to the East Coast party shit. You can listen to the jazz, Tribe Called Quest shit. Mm-hmm. But Pac was that militant Black Panther. Yep. And I hang around the thugs, but I'm telling you some real shit. Know what I mean? Like, White Man's World. Brenda's got a baby, man. Like, Pac, we bomb first when we ride. Like, hit you. If you was a real nigga out there, Pac shit was the soundtrack to your life.
That. Bye, 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 looky high and ride. Oh, how they do these niggas, man. I'm not gonna cry.
What?
I'm a bad boy. You know what I'm saying? That shit get you. Like, exactly, oh, shit. Man. And you love Bad Boy. You like, oh, shit. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, he came up to so hard, they can't even know how to respond. Rest in peace to Big. But they ain't even know how to respond. Because Pac, you know what I'm saying? Pac came right, man. That was one of my favorite artists of all time, Tupac. He in my top five. Oh, fuck. And he got the album sales to back it up. Mm-hmm. Like, Pac wasn't nice. Well, at least mumble rappers these days, then, how they dare say Pac wasn't nice?
Yeah, let me tell you something, man. I had went to a show, you know, and it was mumble rappers day. I was just there to network and shit, build with people. And I ain't paid no attention to music because, like, every artist that came on, niggas is rapping over their show. They did actual songs.
Right.
Like, I saw a singer, and I'm like, yo, I don't know if you singing or not, because I hear the music.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't respect that. If you a singer, now I want to hear your fucking vocals. I want to hear your chords. I want to hear you, you know what I'm saying?
And I think then you got 1,000 dudes with auto-tune now and all that. The shit is getting out of hand, man. It's getting, and then when the OG say something, it's like they hating on. No, like, it's just like playing ball growing up. If you're not playing ball the right way or representing it the right way, niggas not going to pick you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck if you got fans. They ain't not gonna pick you. I don't want you on my team.
Like, don't get it twisted. I respect the young boys because it's like
how
we used to look at our parents like, oh, you playing that old stuff. That's how, you know, that's how we looking at it now. Right. But it's like,
but I respect every
call it
young
dumb
nigga.
Music.
But I respect every young nigga that respect us. You gotta pay homage first. You gotta pay homage for dudes who paved the way for you, who dudes who was nice when you wasn't even born yet.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no taking away from that. Dudes was nice before these dudes was born. So if you want it coming up, you salute to the OGs, man. Pay homage. And it'll take you further.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you know this and I know this. A lot of people rap or say they do this and be trying to act like they because they got a couple of dollars to dress or got a little jewelry or they got a little notoriety from Instagram. That shit don't mean nothing because when you get around real MCs and the legends, if they ain't co-signing or they ain't showing you love or like, yo, bundle, son, I fuck what you do. That shit mean nothing.
Because
then you, when you get around them, you could be sitting over there in the corner. Nobody know who you is. And that's not a good feeling.
Right.
You might think because you popping in other areas. When you get around the legends and the niggas don't know who you is or address you, that shit don't mean nothing. And I seen that happen. I seen a lot of dudes get in the room around niggas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you thought you was that nigga. You a nobody because niggas know you cannot really rap.
Mm-hmm.
You might got clout, sell records, but niggas know you can't really rap. You think you nice? Wait till you get around a motherfucking AZ or a Pat Poose or somebody who can really rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Then niggas can't don't know what to say. Super factual. But that's the game, man. Our music gonna live forever. Run DMC, EPMD, Smith & Wesson, Mobb Deep. Yeah, Shabam. You can't go wrong with that, Shabam. You can't go wrong with that. Oh, yeah. Oh, what about M.O.P., Shabam?
Nah, he said M.O.P. before. Said
okay. Yeah, top duos. Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah, but it should live forever, man. Just got to make your mark and leave your stamp in the game, man.
Since Shabam here, nigga, you need to bring It's Alive to Atlanta. A3C.
Oh, yeah. I was just out there last
missed
year.
That shit.
That shit was lit, too. That's a fact. Word up. When we in the hip-hop room, we got Jux Diamonds, man.
Yeah.
Jux Timmy came to hang out with Mickey Bundles today, man. Like I said, the hip-hop room, we on the Anchor app, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Visual on YouTube, man. Subscribe to that YouTube page, Mickey Bundles. You know what I mean? We got everybody up there, more to come. We in a Saturday night, we in Midtown Manhattan, man, in the suite, man. The hip-hop room, we be back, y'all. Y'all stay tuned.